You're listening to The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
Maz Compton, we're so rapt to be talking to you, but fuck, you've had a big couple of weeks. How are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good now. You're right. It was, it's been a pretty intense couple of weeks. I think you never expect to get the phone call to say that the show that you love with all of your heart and work your guts out for is discontinuing pretty much effective immediately. But that's what happened. So, look, I'm okay. At the end of the day, I've learned a massive lesson about the industry, and sometimes decisions get made for you and you cannot do anything about that. All you can do is make the most of the moment that you've got.
Yeah.
So onwards ever upwards, I've got a great plan in place for 2016. Still doing radio with Dan for Weekend Brekkie, which is really exciting. Still with a great network that loves us and supports us. They just needed a bigger show for the Sydney breakfast market, which is, it's the most competitive market in the world in radio. And they just said, you know what, you guys, you came, you did your best, and we're just, you know what, we just think that Rove's going to be what we need. And that's fine. Like, to be honest with you, I slept in this morning and I feel fucking great.
Oh, that's so good.
Fuck, you're amazing.
Yeah, honestly.
When we spoke to you setting up this show a week or so ago, and we kind of got the idea that it was the last show.
Yeah.
And Chrissy and I sat there and went, fuck. She just, I don't know, you've just taken the absolute high road in every sense of the saying. Because
totally.
I think in the end, I guess we're pretty positive people too, and we get there, but I feel like you
takes
get
us a
there
little
a bit
while.
Quicker than people. Most.
Oh, believe me, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
There's absolutely been, and there still are moments where I'm upset, I'm pissed off. There's moments where I miss doing the show. You know, there's all of that stuff which I'll continue to step through. But I think the bottom line is, it's in these moments. I guess I just take a step back for a second and I just put all of the disappointment and all of the sadness and whatever else I'm feeling, sometimes the relief, aside. I go, you know what? Every single story of greatness has a massive fucking plot twist at some point, and this is mine. And so I'm going to ride the wave, and I'm going to step through it with grace and style, and because that's what I do.
Yeah.
And so that gets me through throwing a tantrum or like writing a really angry blog and posting it, or you know what I mean? Like, because I've had all of those feelings as well, but I've just learnt to control it, I think.
How's Dan? Does Dan cope the same way of your positivity, or does he kind of feed off your positivity a bit? Because
that
would be a good thing to have.
He's been great through this whole process. We've been a real leaning tower for each other, which has been so good for our relationship. It honestly brought us closer together as humans, as opposed to just being the people that, you know, take the piss out of each other and bring the lols. And he's the same too. Like, he's had days where he's called me and I've had days where I've called him, and we've honestly caught each other going, can we just have like an off-air chat? like not an on-air chat about content or phone ideas or sketch concepts or brief things or tactics. Like, can we just have a normal conversation about two humans that are a bit broken right now? And it's been great. And like I said, we've got a great plan for next year. We're so excited about doing a show where we are not going to get told what to do. We can just be as fucking gnarly as we want. And that I'm excited to get back to the beginning of, because that's how the whole anime thing started.
I reckon you'll do full circle too. I reckon you'll cook for a bit, and then if you you'll come back. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said to you, I think the way the industry went was there was an opportunity to jump into, and you guys aren't new talent, but this kind of new groove of youth and social media and this the kind of show, you guys use Snapchat so effectively and all that stuff, and they had an opportunity to go with that, and instead they went with, I guess, another repeat of what we had for 10 years.
But they weren't ready.
I think you were early.
That's
it. And I think as the industry, I think you were just a bit before your time.
You just got to catch up a bit.
I agree.
And all those, and the talent are great, but, you know, we're ready for fresh, obviously, because we sit with you and the stuff you're doing feels fresh to us. But you get it. You do get it. But it's a shame because there was choice still to some degree there.
And at the end of the day, like, the industry will catch up and the industry will get it. And our show's not going anywhere. And I had a really beautiful... The other thing that I've just been blown away by is just the amount of love and support our show has. And Andy Lee gave me a call and was just like, "Hey, mate, how are you?" And I was like, "I'm fucking angry. Like, I'm pissed off." And he said, "You know," he's like, "Hamish and I, our first TV show was canned." And he goes, "And it sucks and it's shit, but we knew that we were great and we knew what we had and we just, we bound together, we put our heads down, we worked harder and we made something of that moment." And he's like, "I'm just calling to encourage you to do the same." I was like, what more of an endorsement do you need than, like, you know, one of the funniest guys and the most successful radio people this country's ever seen going, "Hey, mate, like, it's okay. This happened to us too."
Yeah, it's not what happens. Hey, it's what you do with it.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/ThinkerGirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.